Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio today, I have Kaylin Wynn. She is an Emery County native. She's a local artist. She's going to have an art show coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit about that, the different kind of art that she does, and just a little bit, get a little bit of background information on her. Kaylin, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. It's been fun to be here so far.
Well, let's talk a little bit, you know, and some people get a little bit uncomfortable. Let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
All right, let's give people a little bit of a background into you and growing up in Emery County.
All right. I grew up in Cleveland, Utah, on a little farm, and went through all my schooling through the Emery County school system, and then I went to College of Eastern Utah way back when, and then Utah State University, and I lived in Farron with my husband and four children for the past probably 26 years, I think. And it's just been a good life.
And you draw a lot of your inspiration from local landscapes. I've looked at your paintings and things like that. And a lot of it's local stuff. A lot of it is outdoors that people would probably, some people might recognize it.
Yes, I would say the majority of my work is heavily influenced by growing up on a farm and being in a rural community. Most of my work, practically all of it, has something to do with that. And I do mostly that kind of subject matter.
And it's all outdoors. It's all landscaped.
I have a few.
You have a couple of paintings in there with horses on them and things like that. And
yes,
the one painting that I looked at that had the one horse with the foal right next to her, the colt right next to her.
Oh,
that
yes.
is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
The shading
thank
on
you.
That and stuff is beautiful.
I was going
painting.
To ask you what was your favorite painting, and I guess you already told me
that. I liked
that
one, and you know, anything usually with rocks or outdoors, I enjoy that kind of stuff. It's beautiful, beautiful work. And you have a Facebook page that people can go look at these, correct?
Yes, I do. You can just look up, do a search, Kaylin Wynn, and you can find me there. And I also have Instagram, and it's just under my name, Kaylin Wynn. So I do have a website, but it's under construction right now. So if you want to see my art and what I'm doing, and I do post a little bit about my methods and some of the background on my work. So that gives a little bit of background story instead of just seeing a finished painting all of the time.
So, and you're having an art show this weekend.
Yes, I am.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Give some people the background on that.
Okay. I just want to give locals a chance to come and see my paintings in person. And I just think that makes a big difference when you see the paintings in person right in front of you. I think it's it makes a big difference. When you see a photograph or something on the internet of a painting, it doesn't give the full effect. Also, I just really like to share my art with people, and I want to give people a chance to come out and see what's available. I have somewhere between 60 and 70 paintings framed and available for purchase. I'll be there doing some demonstrations. I'll have my easel set up, and I'll be doing some paintings throughout the evening on Friday and a few different times throughout the day on Saturday. I'm also having a few musical guests that will be in and out performing some musical entertainment here and there. We'll have some light refreshments. And also, I'm going to be having everyone who comes can put their name in for a drawing. I'm giving away a 16 by 20 size framed canvas print of my painting that is titled Move Over. And so I'll be doing a drawing to give that print away towards the end of the show on Saturday. And the other thing that I'm really excited about, and I want to make sure everyone's aware of, is my 2020 calendar will be available for purchase at the event this weekend. So I'm really excited about that. I did the 2019 calendar for the first time last year, and a lot of people just really loved it. It was a lot of fun. it's what it is. I do a lot of cow paintings. That's one thing that I really keep going back to is paintings of cows. So I put together a calendar so every month out of the year is a different cow painting, and then there's a little bit of wit and humor included in there. So,
but it's a cowlender.
Yes, I was
not a calendar. Yes, it's a cowlender.
Yes, and I have to give credit. I kept talking about that last year, and I would say, well, I need to get this for my cow calendar, and cow calendar this and that. And finally, my husband Ryan said, why don't you just call it a cowlender? And I said, oh, that's genius.
So
I love it.
It's a dad joke.
Dad joke.
And a marketing idea.
Perfect.
Good idea.
I think, and since then, I've searched that. And I'm not the only one, unfortunately, that has done a calendar. But still, I like the idea.
Good idea. All right. So this is all going on Friday and Saturday. And where's it going to be held at?
It's going to be held in Huntington at the Legacy Event Center, which is formerly known as the Funeral Home. So that's a little bit different. But the new ownership and manager of that is promoting that as a community event center. I've actually already held a couple of painting classes there, and you can rent that for different events that you may have. Maybe a wedding or art exhibit like I'm doing, different things like that.
So it's at the Legacy Event Center. It's going to be on Friday the 18th from 5 to 9, and then Saturday the 19th from 10 to 6, correct?
Correct. And one more thing about that building, it's the big, newer building on the north side of town up on the hill.
Just as you come into town.
Yes, just as you go around that turn.
Okay, so there you have it. The Legacy Event Center. Kaylin Nguyen, she's a Emory County native, local artist. She's going to have all kinds of paintings out there, 60 to 70 paintings, and they'll all be for sale, correct?
Yes.
And she's going to have a big art show Friday and Saturday this week. On Friday, it'll be from 5 to 9. Saturday, it'll be from 10 to 6. There will be musical guests from around the area there. Light refreshments will be served. Just come on out and see her art, buy some art, and buy a cow calendar.
Exactly.
Right? And enter to win that print.
Exactly, yes.
Just get on out and support Kaylin Nguyen and go look at some local art. It's great stuff. And once again, you can look her up on Facebook and see the art there on Facebook. She's beautiful, beautiful work on Facebook. Kaylin, did we hit it all?
I think we did. I just want to add one more thing. Just come out and say hi to me. I'd love to see all of you. It's so much fun wherever I go when I see my friends and people that want to talk to me about my paintings, and that's perfect for me. I love to talk about it, so just come and say hi.
All right, so for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.